Will everyone in the Senate and the upper galleries please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, the Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 91st Psalm we read, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." Bless the Lord, we stand in the midst of challenges and changes in our lives and our country and recognize our need for you to direct your angels to watch over us as we travel back and forth. Banish doubts and fears that often lie beneath the surface of our consciousness and help us venture forth confident in your loving guidance and protection. And we ask that you watch over our Lieutenant Governor as he has surgery this day. Touch him with your healing power and restore him to painless mobility. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, fifth.
Senator for the 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The reading of the journal will be dispensed. Order of business. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 21st, introduction of guests.
On my left and your right, I'd like to introduce Shelby Murdoch from Nelson, Missouri. She's a sophomore at Rockhurst University in Kansas City, studying political science and history. She has been an intern in our office, and despite the relentless harassment from the pro tem's office, she's been very successful, and we want to wish her well in her studies.
With the guest of the Senator from the 21st, please stand and be recognized. Welcome to the Senate. Let's give her a round of applause. Further introduction of guests. Senator from Stoddard, would you like to comment?
Mr. Introduction President, of guests. If I could inquire from the Senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
You know, we had met earlier this morning, and I didn't know there was any problem with my office. I heard that comment.
Just a slight. I mean, they were harassing my intern and explaining a dress code to be to usher the governor during his address. It seemed that they indicated I should wear lavender.
Oh, okay. They mentioned that there was a dress code and you were supposed to wear lavender to the...
Something about that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we've got that all straightened out, and I think that won't be a problem. And any problems that it might have created for you, I apologize, and it won't happen again. Oh, we are supposed to wear lavender?
I told her that this was a pure sign of acceptance, that she had risen to the occasion that they could harass her, so she was doing great.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't anything of a great magnitude or seriousness.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Further introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
I have not done that yet.
Introduction of bills.
President.
Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward.
Does not require any further explanation.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 651, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the licensing of home inspectors.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Atchison.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three pieces of good government legislation I'd like to send forward.
Send those bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 652, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to paid members of any fire department or fire district.
Senator from Livingston, do you care to explain that bill?
Just making sure the firefighters of our state are able to exercise their constitutional rights.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 653, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway.
Senator from Davies, would you care to explain that bill?
Sergeant Isaac Jackson fell in the line of duty this year, and we're going to name a road after him in Northwest Missouri.
Madam Secretary, please read the third and final bill.
Senate Bill 654, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to teacher evaluation.
Senator from Grundy, would you care to explain the bill?
In my never-ending commitment to make sure we have better schools in our state, we're going to work on teacher evaluations. Thank you, Mr. President. Let me just say you're doing a great job today.
Thank you. Introduction bill. Senator from the 13th.
I have a bill.
Please send the bill
forward.
It could
be the last bill I ever introduced in my career. So
please send that bill forward.
Handle it gently.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 655, introduced by Senator Green et al., an act relating to the Higher Education Capital Fund.
Senator, would you care to explain that bill? Further introduction of bills. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Atchison.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one more bill.
Send that bill forward. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill 656, introduced by Senators Lager and Dixon, an act relating to the use of public roads by motor vehicles.
Senator from Ottawa, do you care to explain that bill?
Trying to make sure Missouri's law-abiding citizens have the right to use the roads.
Further introduction of bills. The senior senator from St. Charles.
President, I have two bills.
Please send them forward.
No explanation is needed, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 657, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the conscience rights of all individuals who provide medical services.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 658, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to abortion-inducing drug safety.
Further introduction of bills, the junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Might I say you are looking quite scholarly today in your sweater. Mr. President, I have a bill.
I would tend to agree with you, Senator. Please send the bill forward. And Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 659, introduced by Senators Dempsey and Roop, an act relating to property tax bills.
Would you care to explain the bill? Further introduction of bills. Further introduction of bills. The senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Seeing no objection, reports of standing committees. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, there will be a waiver of the reading. Send that report on gubernatorial appointments forward.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
Seeing no objection, that will be in one motion.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointment.
You've heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Senator from the 17th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire the Senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis? Senator from Lewis. It's getting a little hard to hear, and so if folks on the Senate floor and the side gallery will please turn the volume down, we would appreciate that. Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do, Mr.
He does. Proceed.
Morning, Senator.
Morning, Senator.
Morning. Happy snowy morning. Of course, it's Thursday, it's snowing.
But it's January, what can we expect?
That's right, we need the rain. Senator, I noticed that you have a person that you've sponsored from your district, a Christopher Maglio, is that how you say his name?
That's correct.
Okay. As a member of the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board, did you have an opportunity to meet with this gentleman? I mean, did he come to you or anything in your district before the appointment? I mean, how did this happen? Because this is a really important board that affects dramatically the lives of the people of the state of Missouri. And I just want to know what this person did to approach you to show his qualifications before he came down here to Jefferson City.
We had visited on the phone.
Senator, I'm sorry, but I just can't hear you.
Once again, could you please turn the volume down or take your conversations to the side or back gallery? Proceed.
Thank you. He had called my office and we had visited, and then also I met with him for about a half an hour before the meeting yesterday to go over his qualifications that he had.
What is his background? Does he have a background in government or private industry or child care? Or what's his background? Do you recall?
Yes, he's a counselor. He's counseled and had an office in the county seat of Lewis County at one time. He'd run several satellite offices. He is now the instructor of counseling at Truman State University, where he instructs counselors on, so he's a teacher, you know, also.
Did you say he was a teacher?
Yes, at Truman State.
At Truman State. What does he teach there?
He instructs counselors in, being counselors in, he's got a psychologist major.
Okay. Do you know if...
Mental health.
And I realize I'm kind of getting down in the weeds here, but this is a really important committee with regard to accusations that are made against individuals, because I'm sure you know that if the Child Abuse Neglect Review Board makes an allegation against someone, it can end their career. And I just want to be careful that we're putting somebody on there that you believe is a fair-minded person. Do you know if this person has ever been a mandated reporter for child abuse and neglect or anything? And if you don't know, I mean, that's fair.
I don't know that.
I'm just curious, do you know if maybe he's ever thought that it was necessary for him to turn someone in as a report with regard to neglect or anything about the circumstances of that? Do you know if that's ever happened?
I don't know if he has actually turned anybody in. No.
Okay. Do you know if he's ever served on any other board or commission?
Yes, he has. Right now, we talked about that yesterday. Right now, I can't remember what commission it was. It was a licensure board.
A what board?
A licensure board for psychiatric counselors. It was a licensing board that we had here in Missouri.
Well, I just don't know about the composition of this. If he completes the composition of the board, or if we still have other vacancies on there or anything like that. Did that come up in any of the testimony or anything during the gubernatorial appointments committee?
I'm sorry.
Do you know if he is the last appointment that we'll be making, that we'll be giving our advice and consent to on this board, or are there other vacancies on the board?
Actually, I don't know that.
Okay.
But, you know, I was talking with my chief of staff this morning, and I think a bill that I'll be putting forward very shortly will deal with the governor's office informing both houses, the Senate and the House,
yep,
of openings coming up and openings that are there in different commissions and boards.
Well,
so we'll have a better idea, and we can look and get a better handle on that without going directly to those, each individual board, to see when terms expire.
Okay, because this, as I'm sure you know, and almost everybody in here, this board really carries a major sword, and they have to be extremely careful and extremely fair-minded, because we certainly want the children protected, but we also don't want people who are on automatic pilot to just say, well, it looks like there kind of might be some incidents here, and so we're going to go ahead and charge this person and see if he can get it undone in court. I'm very concerned about people taking this responsibility very seriously.
Having served in the legislature for a number of years, yes, I'm very cognizant of that also, because it does happen occasionally, and I hope that it doesn't happen in this case.
What town is this gentleman from?
Kirksville.
He's from Kirksville.
Yes.
Okay, that's right, because he's a teacher at Truman State.
Correct.
Well, Senator, obviously I would have preferred to have the opportunity to speak with this gentleman, but that's not your responsibility. That's his responsibility to come to us, especially on important assignments such as this. So I'm kind of half inclined to ask that he be taken out of this lump motion with one exception, but you know, if you're comfortable with him, I'd almost rather, because this is so important to the lives of Missourians, that that he would have come around to more of us senators and talked to us about his qualifications and what his views would be, because he's really going to be sitting as a judge, and I'm curious what his views would be on there. So.
I'd be glad to let you look at the file that I have.
We may do that. I don't know if any other senators are going to have any other questions about anybody who's on here. I see we've got one other person that is going on to the Missouri State University Board of Curators.
I do feel that this gentleman, Mr. Maglio, is very capable of being a good person on this board.
Okay. Well, Senator, I appreciate that, and thank you for the inquiry. Mr. President?
Senator from Clay.
May I inquire of the senator from Green?
Senator from Green, do you yield?
I certainly do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. I see there's a person from up close to my area that's going to be appointed, or we're supposed to be giving our advice and consent to the Board of Governors for Missouri State University. That's in your senatorial district, isn't it?
The university, of course, is. The appointee, I believe, is from, yes, up your way.
This particular person, did he talk with you before? I mean, has he visited with you since this university is in your senatorial district?
He actually did. He came by my office and attempted to visit with me before committee, and I spoke with him briefly in committee and apologized that I was not able to
Senator, once again, I don't know if your mic is a little far away from your mouth or what, but I'm having a hard time hearing you.
You know, I'm having a hard time hearing myself.
Can we please turn the volume down? This is not the House of Representatives. And
thank
you can
Mr.
take
President.
Your conversations to the side or back gallery so our two senators can hear each other in a debate. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, okay, so repeat what you said that I didn't hear.
Well, the appointee did come by my office prior to Gubernatorial Appointments Committee, which I serve on, and I was not able to visit with him, and we had a brief chat during the committee, and I thanked him for coming by, and he was waiting in my office when I got there after the committee, and we had a quite lengthy chat, and I was pleased with what he had to say and his vision for the university, and he's
what?
Missouri State grad, and
what's his connection to the university?
Well, he is a Missouri State grad, and he went to school in Republic, which is my new district after redistricting. Will actually go out and almost go into Republic, so it's just west and south and west of Springfield.
Senator, does this complete the full number of members on the Missouri State University Board of Governors, or do you know if there's still some vacancies?
No, it does not. In fact, we've got quite a problem with the number of appointees because of a statutory conflict regarding appointments, and I've filed a bill to remedy that problem this year. In my opinion, we're getting to the point where the board, by no doing of their own or anyone else's, is reaching instability. Now, they're managing very, very well, but there are so many vacancies on that board because of improper action by the General Assembly that I hope we can get that remedied this year. But
I do recall that you filed that legislation. Apparently, because this gentleman is listed with a party affiliation, there has to be a political balance to the members of the governing board.
That is correct.
Well, how many of one party do we have as opposed to members of the other party that are currently serving? Do you know?
No, I don't have that answer, but I might be able to get it for you. Because I don't know the party affiliation of the members who are vacant, and of course, they may continue to serve until someone is appointed to fill the vacancy. I don't have the answer for you.
Okay, well, and I don't know. I'm just interested to make sure that we have the balance that you would be interested in having, and that the statutes require. So
I will say that. I'll repeat what I said a moment ago. I enjoyed the visit that we had, and although Mr. Boo is very upfront about his political affiliation and we're not of the same party, I'm pleased to support his nomination, and I think he would do an excellent job. But I am concerned about remedying this other problem that we're discussing with regard to the board, and hopefully we can get that bill expedited and get that solved. It actually stems from the name change when that went through, and it was articulated in statute that there be a governor from various congressional districts, but we can talk about that more at another time.
Yeah, that. My concern is, and I agree, I mean, I know this gentleman's name. I truly do believe that he is a faithful member of the party that he's designated as being with. I don't question that at all. I think he's, he certainly has a reputation for being an intelligent person that's capable of handling these duties. I'm just concerned that, are we getting anything out of tilt? Are we getting anything out of balance from what the statutes require by putting a person of this party affiliation on there without the equivalent balance? And I don't know the answer to that. But ultimately, it's in your district, and I don't know if we want to wait until we answer that question next week on this. I don't want to oppose this fellow, but I don't know if we want to wait until next week or and find out what the situation is or what. I mean, it's Thursday afternoon and it's snowing and everybody wants to go home. And
I may have an answer for you. I think that someone's getting that to the doorman. And I respect your concern, and I think that we need to follow the intent as well as the letter of the statute. The law is king. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. So, in the interest of time, maybe I can find out if any other senator has a question or two, and then I'll sit down and we can get that. Somebody just handed me something.
That is I believe that's the makeup of the board.
That's the makeup of the board. Do we know how many are currently serving in each of these categories that I've been handed here? I have 4, 4, and 4.
That's current. That is current.
It says 4, 4, and...
One independent?
One. Do we know how many out of the 4 we have currently serving?
That is the current.
4? And 4 in the other category are currently serving? And the one independent is currently serving? So this completes the board.
No, that some of those, their terms have expired, but they're serving until reappointment.
Ah.
Okay.
And we don't know what category necessarily they fall into, do we?
I don't believe we have that information. I can get you that by the end of the day.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from Clay.
May I inquire the Senator from Franklin?
Senator from Franklin. Senator from Franklin, do you yield to an inquiry? He does. Proceed.
Morning, Senator.
Good morning.
From time to time, you have questions on gubernatorial appointments, and I was just curious if you do have any questions, this would be a good time for you to ask them because I'm trying to get some information, and if not, maybe somebody else, like the Senator from Jackson, has a couple of questions so that we don't have to stand at ease while I'm trying to get the information I'm seeking.
Oh, well, I didn't have any questions on this particular.
How did that happen?
I do think it's good that we take a close look at this kind of stuff kind of meet our obligations of
advice and consent.
Advice and consent.
So it really is advice, and it really
Correct.
Is consent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think there is another senator that has a question, so I'll try to have a sidebar conversation while the other senator is asking some questions.
I'm afraid you may have caught me just a bit off guard.
That never happens, Senator. Now, you got something up your sleeve because you're not caught off guard.
It's rare, but it does happen from time
to time. All right. Very good. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire Senator from St. Charles, District 2, Senior Senator.
The Senior Senator from St. Charles County. I don't see him in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, please summons the Senior Senator from St. Charles. The Senior Senator from St. Charles, do you yield to an inquiry?
Gladly.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Actually, I forgot. I'm being sued in the Supreme Court today. But actually, besides that, I'm
are
doing
you,
very well.
Oh, you're actually one of the...
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So it's not every day you get sued in the Supreme Court.
Are you following that at all?
No.
Okay. Well, I have a question about your nominee here, Mr. Marlowe.
Michael P. Marlowe.
All right. He's listed as an independent. Do you obviously you sponsored the individual.
He's a great American.
What's so great about this guy? Why does he, I mean, did you talk to him about his party affiliation? I know some of these boards, we're starting to see some more independents come on.
He's a great American. Obviously, he's a chief in the West Overland District for the fire, going on the fire safety board, at least attempting to here. Also the fire safety education. He's taught at the academy. He got the 2004 Silver Valor Medal in 2004. He was Fireman of the Year in one of the years and stuff. So he has a long history of performing his job well, educating other firefighters on fire safety, and I think he'd be a fantastic addition to the board.
Great. And his party affiliation, do you know the makeup of this board by chance?
No, not off by chance.
Okay. But you believe he's truly an independent? He's not a...
I have quite a few independents in my district, and... You know, and it's very, very, very common that in the makeup of my district, there are a lot of people that do consider themselves true independents.
All right. Well, thank you, Senator. Thank you very much. Mr. President, fire the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole. Do you yield to an inquiry?
Absolutely.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I have to say that your city crew have won heck of a great event last night.
Thank you.
Nice to see you over there amongst your constituents.
Nice to see you, as well as many of the doormen were there last night. And I don't know if you guys and senators who partook in the fun and festivity and food, more importantly.
Well, and I appreciate them putting that together. It was a good time to get out of the Capitol and build some relationships. And you introduced me to some folks last night. Thank you very much for that. Hey, I noticed that you have a person on here as well on the same commission that happens to be an independent.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the makeup of this committee maybe? And if, should we be alarmed that we're trying to get somebody in here that maybe is a Democrat that's sliding in as an independent?
Sure. I think it's the responsibility of this body and senators like you to ask these questions and make sure we understand why people put down one party or another and make sure that there's not something else going on. So I'm fully supportive of your inquiry. You know, that particular board has 9 members on it. Currently right now it has 3 Republicans, 3 independents, I believe, or some pending, and no Democrats on it right now. So it has an interesting makeup. In our person's position individually, Mr. Gray is a great firefighter from Fulton and has been for several years, served in the U.S. Navy. He's a nice young man, and, you know, I asked him even before you had this inquiry yesterday when I looked at the sheet, so why did you put down an independent? And really his answer is he's a Missourian. He didn't know. He said, well, you know, once I voted for a mayor, and I think he might have been a Democrat, and then I voted for a guy who was a Republican, and I wasn't sure what to put there, so he figured it was about what parties he voted for, not necessarily, and I'm sure, relatively sure, he's a great guy, but I'm not sure he's a donor to parties, but... So he didn't understand, so he just put down independent because he thought, I'm for the person and not the party, and that's why he put that down.
You mentioned 3 Republican, 3 independent, and no Democrats.
No Democrats.
And this is a 9-member panel?
It's a 9-member panel.
I mean, have they had some troubles getting a
quorum? They have a trouble getting a quorum together, and as you know, the Fire Safety Education Advisory Committee is very important to many of our municipalities around the state, and their ability to meet and have a quorum is very important. So I'm happy that Todd got on there, as well as we're getting other people's on that board so that board can function and actually do its job to our citizens.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I think we're waiting for the senator from Clay.
For our citizens. I'm sorry, the senator from the 26th corrected me. But I did want to say while we're waiting that Jefferson City's businesses, including the restaurants and other establishments, were very happy to see everybody last night and would encourage members of this body as well as staff members from this building to attend and provide some economic development for our community. And so please consider that as you are staying in our fine city.
You know, I noticed there's quite a few barbecue restaurants there last night.
Yes.
Is there a particular barbecue restaurant that you like here, or is that putting you
on the spot? Well, I appreciate you putting me on the spot. The center from Stoddard is the barbecue professional, and he was testing a few of the recipes. As you know, the Hickory Log is the big thing in Dexter. If you ever go down there, I highly recommend that.
Okay.
But they're not in my area, so I can say that. And so I think that's the standard that the senator uses. And since the senator did me an incredibly huge favor yesterday, I was happy to point him in the right direction of many fine eating establishments that are all excellent in this community.
Well, I appreciate your inquiry.
Thank you.
Mr. President, can I inquire the senator from Stoddard briefly?
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Certainly.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, how's your day going so far?
My day has gone good. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning, and I thought that was too early, and so I went back to bed and woke up at about 6:15, and the senator from Saline and I had a meeting at 7 o'clock and somewhat of a Bible study, and then my intention was to go run on the treadmill for 3 miles, and thank goodness I looked at my schedule and saw that I was to address a group from AARP at 8:30. So I scrambled around, and thank goodness we have a wonderful person in communications who met me at the Capitol Plaza and had a good meeting and discussion with several seniors across the state there at Capitol Plaza that represent AARP. Very informed group. Asked me a lot of questions about the budget, about senior citizens issues, about something that's dear to the senator from Cole's heart, ESP, and some other things. And we had a really good discussion. It was good to meet with our seniors and get a chance to talk with people who are well-informed and want to keep well-informed.
But it's glad to hear that you're trying at least to get the exercise in.
Yeah, I did try, but I did have a bagel. The senator from Saline gave me a bagel with some type of cream. I usually don't eat a whole lot of breakfast, but it went down pretty good today, I must admit.
That's good. You know, I think I told you this, but I'm trying to run 1,000 miles this year, and that's an equal of about 3 miles a day. It's 2.7 if you do it, but today I actually did get up, and yesterday I missed my 3 mile run. Today I got my 3 mile run in already, so I'm feeling pretty good so far.
Well, that's a good way to advance your health.
Well, I am trying to help the Senator Clay out a little bit. She's trying to work out an issue that she has. But I did want to mention the fact that this year I think I am going to be taking a very much harder look on these independent candidates. And, looking at this board and knowing that this board is made up of 9 members and that there currently are 3 Republicans and 3 independents and 3 vacancies and that they're having troubles meeting, that obviously isn't trying to sneak something in underneath our eyes and fill a board full of one-party denomination so they dominate a board for an extended period of time. So I appreciate your letting me have this opportunity to find that out and publicly just make sure people realize that we are going to be looking at these independent candidates.
And we are. You know, it's the Senate's responsibility to confirm these appointees. And, of course, it starts with a very thorough research. Our investigator, Mr. John Burton, handles that along with others, and he looks into the background of each of these candidates. But, as they move forward in the process, oftentimes more things are revealed and we learn more about them. And then they go before the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee, in which I'm the chairperson, and we vet those there, both Republican and Democrat. And so, it's a process. The only thing I've ever asked of senators as chairman of that committee, if you have a concern with any appointee that the governor brings forth, that you contact myself or my office beforehand, and that way we can help in the investigation and perhaps resolve some of the questions and issues that senators might have, and we might be able to head it off before it gets to this point. But I understand that there's times that with busy schedules more things are learned each and every day on certain appointees that sometimes we get to this point, we need to stop and talk about them. And, we've done that. Last year we had some concern about some of the governor's appointees because he was presenting them as Republicans, and we felt like that wasn't the case. And so we held up, 3 or 4 different appointees for different reasons, but there was one in particular that I remember that I think he was trying to move forward as a Republican, and several of the senators, I think from Boone and from Andrew, from Cape Girardeau and others, had come to the conclusion that this appointee was not a Democrat or a Republican.
Well,
so it's a work that's very worthy and something that we're responsible to do.
Well, I don't have the luxury of sitting on this committee. I appreciate the opportunity to actually ask some questions.
You know, and it's a situation that I tell people, like with appropriations, you know, we have a certain amount of people that have the honor of serving on appropriations, but that doesn't mean that other senators in this body can't take part in what goes on in appropriations. And what I mean by that is if you have an issue with any part of the budget chairman or members of that committee should be, and I think they are, willing to sit down with you and discuss those issues and bring them up during committee hearings. Now, that doesn't give you, the senator, the chance to do that, but as a colleague and as a member of this body, they should respect that and should vet that out in committee. So there's ways to do this, and I probably haven't done a good job in explaining that, but just because you don't serve on a particular committee doesn't mean that your input is not valued and will not be taken, and somebody on that committee, whether it's me or someone else, will actually ask the pointed questions to find the answers to your questions.
Yeah, I've noticed that to be true. Over on the other side of the building, it's, you know, you're pretty much focused on the committees that you're on. Over here, we deal with every subject under the sun. Every senator can get involved in anything that they particularly want to get involved in, and I think that's a good, and it's a good way for us to move forward and have more people at the table to work through this legislation and do what's best for the state of Missouri.
Well, there's no doubt about it. As a state senator, you represent roughly 175 to 180,000 people, and so there's just 34 in this body, and it's quite a workload, and so not everybody can be on every committee, but certainly there's people that are chairmen of committees, members of committees that are more than willing to sit down and talk with other members that are not members, get their concerns, and address them in committee. So thank you, Senator.
Senator, you brought a great point up. You're talking about the number of people we represent, and right now the 8th Senatorial District in the 2000 map has about 205,000 people that we represent, and it's changed quite a bit in the two maps that have been dropped, and the Missouri Supreme Court is here. We heard that map this morning and is determining what the path forward is, and you know, I'm interested in that new map coming out. So thank you very much, Senator.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Mr. President, inquires Senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin. Do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Are you trying to run two this year?
Am I trying to run?
Run, yeah. I'm trying to do 1,000 miles this year. Are you a runner?
No.
No? All right. Well,
no, I have noticed, though, I will tell you that as I climb the stairs in this building, I get out of breath a little quicker than I would prefer, so maybe I do need to look into something like that.
Well, being a prior military individual, I know you had to have that physical fitness. You look like you're in great shape.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, let's talk about these independent candidates. Do you think it's important for us to be examining people that say that they're independent?
Well, yeah, of course. And, you know, I've tried to kind of get engaged in what's being talked about here because I got caught off guard just a minute ago. But it seems like maybe, and you tell me if I'm interpreting this correctly or incorrectly, but it seems like maybe what's happening is yourself and the other senator that had to step out of the room for a minute and maybe some others. I think maybe this philosophy might even spread to a few other members where it kind of seems like, at least for the couple of you that we're talking about, that maybe you're going to be taking a closer look at these appointments this year than maybe what may have happened in the past.
I think it behooves all of us. We all vote on these, and it'd be nice to make sure that we listen to the senators that sponsor them, but also that we know that we're reasonably sure that we're not stacking boards with too many people from one party and trying to hide them underneath an independent party affiliation, apparently has probably been done in the past.
I think there would certainly be that suspicion. You know, I mean, we wouldn't.
These boards are made up usually no more than so many people on a board to make it fair and to make sure that all sides are heard and that they're not dominated by one party. And, you know, I understand when the governor is a Democrat that we're going to have more Democrats on the committee, but we shouldn't be trying to slide in more Democrats underneath an independent title.
Sure.
And that's obviously not the case with this board. This board obviously needs the new members. And as the senator from Cole pointed out, this individual is, I mean, we don't have any Democrats on it, so they could fill it with three more Democrats, and it'd be an even balanced board. So we're obviously not in that scenario with these appointments.
So would it be fair to say, I mean, if my interpretation of what I think is happening here this morning, would it be fair to say that in general, these gubernatorial appointments are probably going to get a closer look than maybe what we've seen in the past? Is that a fair
I'm assessment? Definitely going to be looking at the independent candidates, and I trust the other senators in this room, and I'm going to lean on them, and you know, I'm going to have some public inquiries on those independent candidates to make sure that boards, if you have an independent candidate, I guess it'd behoove you to find out what the makeup of that board is, so that when we come to this floor, we can publicly state that. And so if you are a senator that has an independent candidate and you come out here and you don't know the makeup of a board, we're gonna probably talk about it until we find out the makeup of that board.
So you're probably a little bit more focused than my original thought. My original thought was that just in general, gubernatorial appointments were going to be looked at more closely than what we've maybe experienced in the past. But you're actually
I've picked a niche.
That,
I've picked my
picked
niche.
A particular niche.
And this is where I'm going to focus my energy and my time. But that doesn't mean that other people, I'm not going to look at other people as well. I think
we
have 34 members, and hopefully each 34 members will be looking definitely at this list. And I don't sit on gubernatorial appointments, so I don't get the opportunity to ask those questions in that committee. And you know, the senator from Stoddard did mention that I could get those information whatnot, and I will. But I think it's important that we publicly vet some of these individuals, and they don't just flow through here just like, you know, water flows through a faucet.
Well, and I look at the makeup of the Senate, and, you know, obviously there are 34 of us, each coming from different geographic areas. Each one may have a particular niche interest, you know, and yours might be a little different than mine. Mine might be a little bit different than the good doctor over there, you know. But each one of us maybe have a little bit different hot button. So I think what I hear you saying is that from this point forward, if it says the word independent on these boards and all these different gubernatorial appointments, that at least one senator, yourself, is going to be taking a pretty close look at that.
Absolutely, and I hope you know, the senator that's a veterinarian looks at the veterinarian commissions and boards, and the senator that's a doctor looks at the medical boards, and you know, everybody, if they take a niche and they start looking at it, we're going to have a pretty good allotment of people filling on boards and commissions that actually is going to make these boards and commission work a little better.
Sure. Well, I think the senator that you've been waiting for is back.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the Senator from Green?
Senator from Green. Do you yield?
Once again, yes.
He does proceed.
Senator, you just told me that you wanted to say something. What was it?
Well, I've got your information.
That's my question. What was it?
I've got the information to answer your question from earlier.
Okay.
And I appreciate, again, the opportunity to discuss this because it highlights a need for us to pass legislation this year that addresses the conflicting statutes on the board appointments for Missouri State. Just looking at the current makeup of the board, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see, one. Who are currently serving and their terms are not expired. Then we have 6 whose terms have expired and they're continuing to serve so that there's stability and the governor's working on making those appointments. So you can picture quite clearly with those numbers the problem that we're in at Missouri State. Now, of those 6, there's Mr. Stephen Hoven, who is Republican and is being replaced by a Republican. We have Mr. John Winston, who is a Republican and waiting appointment, or there's an appointment awaiting. Beverly Miller, who is a Republican and, I'm sorry, being replaced. She's a Republican replacing a Democrat, and I've said that backwards. The appointee that is in discussion this morning, who is a Democrat replacing a Democrat.
Okay.
Peter Hofer, who is that's an appointee that is awaiting our action in gubernatorial appointments, a Democrat replacing a Democrat. And then Elizabeth Bradbury, who is a Democrat, and I don't know, so there's three others that are there that are awaiting action. So it appears to me that the balance is being maintained, but I don't have an answer for you on the last one, and I don't have an answer for you on the second one, which was Mr. John Winston, the Republican from the 3rd Congressional District.
Well, Senator, you've answered my question, and I think what you're really highlighting is that when the name change for Missouri State University was accomplished, that was accomplished at the end of a very, very lengthy filibuster.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I was here, and I think we got done with that around 3, 4, or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And probably it would have been better if everybody would have taken a deep breath and looked at the legislation the following day when we had maybe weren't so bleary-eyed, but everybody was concentrating on the name change to the point that it sounds like that in the process of doing that, there was some wording that slipped through or failed to get through
mm-hmm.
that would stagger the appointments. And as a result, the governing body of MSU needs to have some corrective language, and you've got that.
Yes.
That doesn't really have anything to do with this particular appointment, but my concern is not with the qualifications of this person, not with his party designation. I think he is what he's declared to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair. There isn't that. It's just that when the Senate is going to give their advice and consent, we need to be really looking into this, particularly on things that impact our whole state. I have constituents that go to this university. They love it. It's important to them. And I want to make sure that we're following our own law that we created that said we're supposed to have 4 of one party, 4 of another party, and an independent. And I just want to make sure that we're not, in effect, because it's Thursday and we all want to go home, violating our own laws by stacking a commission where we're out of balance with what we said that we're supposed to have.
Well, I think that it's due diligence for you and for this body to always consider that. In my visit with Mr. Boo yesterday, I did express my support. However, the advice and consent is not, as I understand it, from a senator or a sponsoring senator, it is from the Senate. And it is advice as well as consent. And out of respect for that and out of respect for your concerns, I certainly am very willing to work this out and, take a look at it and not get in a hurry. It's the second week of session. The only commitment that I would ask for is that we bear in mind the stability of Missouri State University as well as the well-being of the students who have paid tuition to go there, and also the necessity to rectify this problem in the statute that was created in this general, or not this General Assembly, but a prior General Assembly.
Sure.
And so I certainly am willing to, while I'm not the sponsoring senator, I have a keen interest in it, and I respect your concerns. And if you need some time to look at it further, I certainly respect that. I would.
Senator, if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it. My concern is one of the things that people...
Three senators standing at the same time. Senator from Ozark, for what purpose do you... From
Christian.
Christian, for what purpose do you rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Is this an introduction of guests? We have unanimous consent. Any objection for introduction of guests? Seeing none, proceed.
I have Dr. James Wolf. If he will stand up, please. Our doctor of the day is driven up here through some bad weather today to be our doctor of the day. I'd like to introduce him and have the body welcome him.
Let's welcome the physician of the day. Thank you for coming and serving the residents of Missouri. Senators, proceed.
Senator, I was just saying I have no desire to hold this up. If you're okay with it, I've already had a side conversation with the sponsoring senator. She's perfectly okay with it. As I said, I'm not questioning the credentials. The only thing that I question is this Senate really exercising its responsibility with regard to advice and consent? Are we really following the statutory formula that's required? That's all I'm asking. And if you're comfortable with it, then fine, let's go. But with just because it's on a Thursday and we all want to go home doesn't mean that the Senate can lay down in its obligation to find out, are we really fulfilling the law, or are we just rushing something through so we can go home?
I think that's all
I'm concerned about.
I think that's an important thing to raise. And in the era of term limits, I think it's even more important that we closely consider our responsibilities and make sure that we're doing everything we're supposed to do. So, again, I respect your concerns, and I think that this point is, I hope that this point that you're making is being well taken on not only the appointments that we're considering today, but all of those that may come forward. Did you say something to me, Senator?
No, I think that was the senator from Stoddard echoing some concern about one of the magnificent people in his office.
Oh, I apologize.
Senator, thank you very much. I appreciate the inquiry.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator from Stoddard, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, before I close, I would like to also add further to the discussion that I had earlier with the senator from the 8th. My office also does a thorough review of the contributions that are made by these appointees, and we vet and research whether or not they're independent. And of course, we held one up last year because of that reason. So I just reiterate that I very much want this body to fulfill its duty to research and vet the gubernatorial appointments and make certain that we're comfortable with them, that they're qualified, they are what they are, and certainly,
thanks.
If you can make note of that and contact my office or a member on the committee, and I'm not in any way saying that this activity here should not take place. I'm just saying that there is a process, and some of you are new to the body, and start with contacting the chairman of the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee, which is myself, my office, members of the committee. Give us your concerns, and certainly we'll give them a thorough questioning in committee. And if you believe, and a number of senators believe, that the issues rise to the level that we don't need to move forward, certainly we'll consider that and honor that. We've done that in the past. We'll continue to do that this year. And I know there are some very high-level, important appointees coming up here in the next few weeks. And we will thoroughly investigate, research those appointees, and make certain that they are qualified and the right people for the position as we work not only with fellow senators, but with the governor's office. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have moved the adoption of the committee report. Order of business. Committee reports.
I just want to make note that I was not that much shorter than the senator from Johnson, but nonetheless, the Senate is on the order of reports of standing committees. Chair recognizes the senator from Saline.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator, and when it arrives at the dais, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 443, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Please send it forward, Senator.
Thank you.
When it arrives at the dais, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 592, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward, and when it arrives, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred Senate Bill 467, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schaefer, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis. Oh, pardon me, Senator. We're done. Okay, pardon me. Kept looking for one more.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, we will now go to the second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 593.
Senate Bill 593, an act relating to service provided by athletic trainers.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 594.
Senate Bill 594, an act relating to the no-call list.
Commerce and Consumer Protection, Senate Bill 595.
Senate Bill 595, an act relating to due process hearing panel members.
Education, Senate Bill 596.
Senate Bill 596, an act relating to the suspension of prevailing wage in natural disaster areas.
Small business and insurance, Senate Joint Resolution number 41.
Senate Joint Resolution 41, a joint resolution relating to the election of judges.
Judiciary, Senate Joint Resolution 42.
Senate Joint Resolution 42, a joint resolution relating to Senate approval for gubernatorial appointments of judges.
Judiciary.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Tuesday, January 17th, 2012.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the motion. We are adjourned until Tuesday, January 17th, 4 p.m. Please drive home safely.